109. Marcus. He urged the horse through the rear of the Valerius property, heading toward the back gate where the commandant was waiting. You did the right thing, he silently told himself. To have kept things going would have been the worst thing you've ever done. If only it felt that way. But he couldn't think about that now. Not when Cassius and Hostis had their sights set on killing him. Not when the 37th remained under Titus's control. Not when the Marin remained as prisoners of the Empire. Wex stepped out of the shadows, and Marcus's stomach clenched when he saw his father and sister were with him. Cordelia had a cloth pressed against her ribs, and her face was pale. You shouldn't be on your feet, he said to her. You need to see a physician.
It's not so bad that it can't wait. And you didn't say goodbye.
She stepped toward his horse, but feeling Wex's eyes on him, Marcus drew the animal back. Goodbye. Her jaw tightened, but she gave a nod before retreating into the garden. Wex stepped forward, handing Marcus a piece of paper with Lesendor's seal on it before stuffing supplies into the horse's saddlebags.
My name should get you through any resistance you meet, though your own should do well enough.
His father held up a heavy purse. Gold, in case other measures fail. Marcus took it without answering, shoving it into his saddlebags.
Cassius will anticipate that you'll head to the Bardeen Stem to return to your men in the Dark Shores.
Wex rocked on his heels.
He'll have Hostis send men to Bardeen to stop you, and if they succeed, it's over. They'll claim to be returning you to Salindriel on some farce of a reason, but we both know they'll leave you in a shallow grave. The same if they catch you along the way. They won't catch me.
Wex was quiet for a heartbeat. Then he said,
You won't be able to outrun him forever.
Maybe not, but Marcus intended to try.
If you'd give us a moment, Commandant, his father said. I wish to speak to my son alone.
Wex leveled him with a long stare, then finally said,
There's a reason we take them young, Senator. A reason we cut them off from their families. A reason we force them to forget.
You are a liability they can't afford.
You overstep, Commandant. No, I don't. These boys are mine to protect the moment they walk through the gates of Lesendor. And while I might not be privy to the details, I expect that it is because of you that much of this has come to pass, Domitius. Why else is your wife cleaning blood off your floor and your son dragging bodies down to the water to be fed to the sea? The Peregrini curse Marcus's name in the streets for raising Cassius to power, but I think if the truth were known, it would be the Domitius name they'd drag through the mud. And that maybe you'd deserve it.
Wex, Marcus said softly, it's fine. Go ensure everyone is safe.
Just because you were born to them doesn't make them your family, Wex said. Look to those who guard your back, not those who throw you to the wolves. Look to the 37th.
And without another word, he retreated into the garden. The horse frisked beneath Marcus, sensing his apprehension as he waited for his father to speak. Senator Domitius was silent for a long time, and then he said,
I should never have given you up to Lesendor. It is the greatest mistake of my life, and I will die regretting it.
Staring at the Black Sea, Marcus allowed the words to sink into his soul. For most of his life, he dreamed of hearing them, but now that they'd been said, he found they changed nothing. Taking a deep breath, he dug his heels into the horse's sides, and he didn't look back. He rode at a reckless speed, the horse sliding on the trail and nearly sending them both plunging to their deaths a dozen times, but Marcus couldn't afford caution, not with Hostis hunting at his heels. He hit the beach and pushed the animal into a gallop, heading north, where he'd go around the outskirts of the city and head inland. A hard 2-day ride would take him to a Genesis stem that led directly into the heart of Bardeen, only an hour's gallop from Hydrilla, and the stem that would take him back across the world. But Hostis would have contingencies in place in case his men failed in their assassination, and watching the road to that Xenthir stem would be one of them, which meant not only did Marcus need to come up with a different route to Hydrilla, that route needed to get him there faster than Hostis, and it needed to be one the other Legatus would never predict. Giving the horse its head, Marcus sank into his memories, drawing up a map of the Empire marked with the countless Xenthir stems, the paths zigzagging across the continent. and with that map in his mind, he plotted a route only a madman would dare take. Dawn was glowing in the east when he reached the town of Alcium, his horse's flanks drenched with sweat. He'd paused along the way only long enough to rid himself of the blood-stained formal attire and to don his armor, his red and gold cloak hanging over his mount's hindquarters, the helmet signaling his rank heavy on his head. The men on watch at the town gates saluted as he passed, and he trotted through the quiet streets, heading toward the fortress. The gate was closed, but a man with a 13 stamped on his breastplate stepped out, yawning as he asked,
"Number, rank, name, and the nature of your business?"
37-1519, he answered. "Legatus Marcus of the 37th. Passage to Timia." The legionnaire blinked once, then he peered at Marcus's breastplate as though to confirm he was of the legion he claimed. 1,000 questions formed in the man's eyes, but his training did its duty.
"Yes, sir. Open the gate."
There was a scuffle of motion inside, then the gates swung open, revealing a large space, at the center of which stood a glittering stem of Zenthyr. 12 more men of the 13th encircled it, backs as straight as the spears they held, but they stepped aside as he approached. Dismounting, he handed the reins of his horse to one of them, knowing he'd need a fresh mount once he reached Timia. Then, ignoring the prickle of fear creeping up his spine, he reached a hand out toward the stem. White light flashed across his vision, then he was stumbling across sand instead of earth, in broad daylight rather than dawn.
"Welcome to Timia, sir,"
a man with a 21 on his breastplate said.
"I need a horse."
Marcus shook his head to clear it.
"A fast one, as my business is urgent."
Mounted on the fresh animal, he galloped down the road, groves of fruit trees on either side, heading inland. It took less than an hour for the fortress to appear, and those manning the gates were infinitely more watchful than those back in Celendor.
37-1519, he called in answer to their query. "Legatus Marcus of the 37th Legion. My business is in Dynastris."
The gate swung open, revealing a scene made different only by the smells in the air. Handing off his horse, Marcus passed those guarding the stem, took a deep breath, then reached out to touch it. White light. Then rain splattered against his forehead as he staggered, a wash of dizziness hitting him. He'd known this would happen. Traveling through stems in swift succession was avoided because it caused unpleasant physical symptoms that could leave a man debilitated for days. But that was a risk he needed to take.
"Welcome to Dynastris, sir."
Lightning crackled, and Marcus lifted his face to watch the storm overhead, a fierce wind driving sleet into his face.
"I need a horse. Faster the better."
He rode through the wildness of the storm, his horse splattering through rivers of mud. But he kept the pace until the fortress appeared.
"Welcome to Foul."
"Welcome to Sybil."
"Welcome to Adlia."
"Welcome to Bardeen, sir."
Marcus barely heard the words. Falling to his knees, he heaved up the contents of his stomach, the ground around him lurching and swaying.
"You all right, sir?"
The legionnaire dropped to one knee, hand resting on Marcus's shoulder.
"You need a medic?"
"No."
Marcus wiped his mouth with the back of his hand.
"It's just been a long day."
Less than a day since he'd left Teriana in Celindriel. It already felt like a lifetime.
"I need to get inland."
He climbed to his feet, though it was only the older man's grip that kept him from falling over sideways.
"Urgent business."
"That's a dangerous journey, sir. You'll need an escort."
Marcus shrugged the man off, knowing if he stopped even for a moment that he'd pass out. And that would cost him everything. Might cost her everything.
"Horse,"
he coughed, his chest aching.
"Now."